What's important about this day is really that we raise awareness for the fact that actually globally one in three women will experience domestic abuse or sexual violence at some point in their lives. And certainly in the UK, we still have two women a week being murdered by a current or former partner every week. So that in itself is something that we need to raise awareness about and make sure that actually we provide the right message, not only to victims, but also to perpetrators as well. The reality is it's not a glamorous subject. It's not something that anybody wants to talk about. And it's a hidden crime. So what we often see is a rise in disclosure. And we'll get that either via social media or more people phoning our helpline. And nationally, it really starts getting the topic talked about. So I know that in the House of Commons there'll be questions raised tomorrow around stalking, there'll be questions raised around the fact that violence against women's sector is being cut in terms of funding. There's been huge cuts to the charitable sector anyway, holistically, but in terms of violence against women there was massive cuts to refuges, refuge services across the country. We don't have adequate funding really for independent domestic violence advisors, which I know in Hampshire, you know, the commissioners have worked really hard to make sure that we can retain funding. But the reality is services, public services are being cut. So finding money then to support specialist services that actually do make a massive difference is increasingly difficult. You know, we work in partnership with the police, we work in partnership with health, we work in partnership with the local authorities, as do all other voluntary sector organisations. What's essential is that we know we're being hit hard with all the cuts that are happening to everybody at once, and it's only getting worse. So yeah, it's putting a massive strain on everyone.